Today is Wednesday, October 28th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, episode 500. This is the show where I talk about my life every day, and you listen. And today is no different. It's 5 days a week. I can't just insert something and get it right. I didn't write it down. There was no script. I was like, oh, I'll ad-lib. It's episode 500. I can ad-lib. I'm a professional. I can ad-lib. And, I can't ad-lib. Apparently, professional is that I feel like, you know, you can say you're a professional after 10,000 hours of doing something. I believe that's what they say. I don't know if it's really about being a professional, but I have heard somewhere if you want to perfect something that you want it to be, you want to do it for like 10,000 hours or something like that. And I can't say words either. And I don't think I've podcasted for 10,000 hours. Maybe I have. I've been podcasting for, I want to say, I'm just going to say a round number of around 10 years, which is wrong. Like, it's I have not been podcasting for 10. There's no way that I've been podcasting for 10 years. But so probably, I want to say, I could have been, oh gosh, I've been podcasting for more than 10 years. What am I saying? It is 2020 right now, and I probably started podcasting. I moved to Texas in 2003. Oh my God, that's such a long time ago. I started the Adam and Maddie show, let's just say 2 years after I moved to Texas. These dates are probably all wrong because I felt like podcasting didn't even start until like 2006 or 2007. I don't know. But anyway, regardless, I started podcasting after I had been in Texas for only a couple of years, I want to say. So let's just say I started at 2005. That puts me at 15 years of podcasting. So maybe I am at 10,000 hours, number of episodes. Like I've done, and I know I'm rambling, but I'm just like, oh, it's my 500th episode. Like I should talk about my history of podcasting. So I started out doing the Adam and Maddie show because there was a show that I listened to called Drink Until We're Funny. And the guy's name on the show was Justin, and I believe he was from Chicago. He came to Dallas at some point. And Maddie and I owned our house. We already had a house. And so we invited him over to the house. And his real name was Eldon. I'm just, you know what? It's been so long. And he doesn't listen. He doesn't know me from anybody. Nobody. Anyway, his real name was Eldon. I remember thinking, I really like his name on the podcast, but I don't really like his name, his real name, so much. So I wanted to call him his podcast name when I met him. But anyway, so he answered a bunch of my questions and stuff. I bought a mixer around that time. That's when Maddie and I started the Adam and Maddie show. And we did around 100 episodes, I believe, for the next, I don't know, 5 years of our lives or something like that. And then the drama occurred where, you know, because Maddie had issues. He had a drinking problem. And he had anger issues and stuff like that. And our 100th episode ended, you know, with cops being called. And I had left the live stream on by mistake. And so apparently some people who were listening to the live stream heard the cops come. And he wasn't hurting me. He was like throwing dishes. You know, I mean, it was a rocky time of my life. It was a rocky, but I was the responsible one. And anyway, so that podcast ended with cops being called, literally. Like, that was the last episode we ever did. And then Daniel and I, I don't know, maybe a year later, Daniel and I started doing Dubious Intent Plus. So he had already done Dubious Intent prior, and his co-host had flaked out, and so we decided to do it together. And that's when Daniel and I started podcasting together. And around the breakup time, maybe a year before Maddie and I broke up, that's when we started Pride 48. And then, you know, maybe 6 months to a year after, that's when we started Dubious Intent Plus. And I really don't know. I should look back, actually. I don't know exactly when, like, the date. And I know I could look this up because I even label the episodes by date. So I could look back. And when I first started doing Geeky Gay, I was doing it on YouTube. And a couple of them I did shirtless because I was trying to be sexy. Oh, back in the day when I was sexier. And so, you know, anyway, I don't know exactly the date, but I've been doing Geeky Gay probably since, I don't know. I'll have to look, but, you know, I'm just gonna mumble and, until I figure out when I started. I should have written this stuff down. So I was doing Dubious Intent and Geeky Gay partially at the same time. Not all, so, you know, because I was like, you know what I need to do? I need to do a show on my own. Because if it ever happens again, like that the cops get called and Daniel and I can't do a podcast together, that, you know, that I need to already have something established that's my own. And so I started Geeky Gay. I was like, you know, this will be mine and I won't do. So this says, oh, I remember. So I just looked. So I remember when I started Geeky Gay. They used to do this thing, and I'm going to butcher the name, but it was like, there was like a Movember thing where in November, guys wouldn't shave their beard or something. I don't know. And podcasters started doing this, where they would record a podcast every day of the month for that entire month. And, you know, writers would write a page of a novel every day or something. You know, they'd whip out a novel in a month. So it was like something. I don't remember. That's when I started Geeky Gay. I was like, this is a perfect chance for me to start my own show. And so I did every day for 30 days for the month of November in 2011. That was like 2 months before I moved to Arkansas. So I was still in Dallas at that point. So that's how it started. And I've been podcasting for about 15 years now. I've done 500 episodes of this. They used to be a lot longer, I think, but I didn't go back and look at that, you know, because I wasn't doing 5 days a week. And over the course of the past year, I've probably added, I don't know, 200 or, you know, well, the past year I've added 353. That's not true. How many ever weekdays there are in a year? That's how many. 52 times 5. 270 something. Anyway, so that's kind of the backstory. And then, you know, I've been doing Geeky Gay that whole time, but I was very much like not regular. So sometimes I would go a month without doing an episode or, you know, whatever. And so that's when I decided when Fatty was doing, you know, saying he was going to be ending his show and we were getting ready for the June event, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing Geeky Gay 5 days a week just until the June event. And then I was able to do it so regularly. I was like, you know what? Making this a habit is enabling me to continue doing it. If I don't make it a habit and, it, you know, I'd already done my 20 days, you know, they say it takes 20 days to build a habit. And So there's the whole boring story with probably a lot of ums and uhs and likes. I'm sorry, Auntie Vera, Scott. It is what it is. I'm President Obama. You know. Let's listen to a voicemail, why don't we?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Nessa.
500 episodes. That's like 100 weeks. Like almost 2 years of Geeky Gay that you have done, and that's a lot.
It is.
Anyhow, I know you said that you wanted to jazz up your intro or outro or thinking about changing the theme of your show. And I was going to record a little outro for you, but I can't get my shit to work to where it even sounds decently. And your show has, you know, decent audio. So I don't want to taint that until I can do it properly. So instead, I'm sending you a voicemail and letting you know that I absolutely adore you. And I look forward to listening to you every day, even if you repeat yourself over and over and over again.
How?
Anyways, love you. Take care. Bye.
Love you too. How dare you? Someone made fun of me for the fact that I talk back to voicemails, but I'm literally sitting here doing a solo show. And to me, a voicemail is almost like a live call-in, you know? I like to talk to you guys. Anyway, thank you. I love that I love that I'm taking a compliment here and totally being a negastar about it because you said my audio is decent. And I was thinking, wait a minute, just decent? Oh my God, I got to go back and do more work. Like I thought my audio was like super good and it's only decent. Now I've got to go back and like figure out why it's only decent. And I know you meant that as a compliment, but I... Anyway, so so 500 episodes, but now even though you say that's 2 years of podcasting, it was stretched out between 2011, so it's actually 9 years of podcasting that I've been doing that. Now, the next 9 years, I'll do a lot more than 500 if I continue on 5 days a week because you accrue a lot more episodes. So this episode's going to be a little bit longer than normal, folks, because I wanted to ramble a little bit, and I still have another couple of voicemails to play. So episode 500 is going to be a little longer than normal. So let's go. I have two voicemails. I kind of pre-listened partially. I don't really know what he said, but I know they're both from Big Fatty. So I'm going to go, and we're going to have a listen and see what Big Fatty had to say. So let's have a listen to those.
Hello, Lovey.
Hello, Fatty.
I just wanted to call because I understand that on Wednesday you're going to hit your 500th little show. And it made me think, let's go down memory lane, Big Fatty, and see when your 500th show was. And it was on January the 4th. Back in 2010, back in the good old days, and it's just lovely that it's that I've been doing this for another decade, and you're caught up to where I was.
I was sitting here looking, so I was expecting him to go. It cut him off. So let's have a listen to when he called back, because, you know, of course he called back. It's Fatty.
Lovey, your mechanical hung up on me. It's almost like the good old days of calling the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. But anyway, just wanted to congratulate you. And I know you'll probably do something very special on the little show for the 500th. But anyway, Big Fatty, where can we find all the best podcasts under the rainbow? Well, you can do that over at pride48.com. Oh, okay. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for calling, Fatty. I was going to, but you guys, look, I know I'm always full of excuses. First of all, I know, like, that is my modus operandi, is I have excuses for everything. And you guys don't even expect me to do anything special. Like, no one said, hey, Adam, you need to swap out your intro and outro. Like, just do that. Swap out your intro and outro. We don't. 500, that's a good time to do it. No one told me that. Well, Daniel hates my intro and outro, but for the most part, no one said, hey, you need to do this. I set myself a thing, and then once again, I'm not doing the thing that I said, but work has been so busy. Look, I'm recording right now. It's 5:36 p.m. I'm going to edit and bounce this, and then I have another work meeting at 6:30 p.m. my time. So I'm just recording a podcast in between working, basically. Now, hopefully that meeting will only go 30 minutes and I'll be done by 7. But I've literally been up in my office / studio all day from from 9 this morning, okay? I get out of bed a little bit later every day, it seems, especially with all this working from home crap. And all of my boss is in, I just switched bosses, but this new boss is also in California. So they don't even start working until 10 a.m. my time. So it's very easy to be like, I'll sleep another 5 minutes. So I was looking, and this is only going to be a very rough estimate. But if I look, so I've done 50 episodes of Survivors Ready, which is our Survivor podcast. And then if I look for But First, which is our Big Brother recap, I've done, let's look and see how many episodes of that I've done. It's taking forever to load. Loading, loading, loading. So if I go there, it doesn't give me a, WordPress doesn't give me a count. And I don't number those. It says, I'm going to say 50 episodes of that. So we're just going to say 50 episodes of that as well. It'll be roughly. I've done 500 episodes of Geeky Gay. I've done 100 episodes between Survivors Ready and But First. We did 236, or there were 236 Dubious Intent episodes. And, Mix Minus. I forgot Mix Minus. Mix Minus has now, gosh, I don't have that one. Let's see. Mix Minus has... I was not prepared. I wonder if it tells me the number of episodes somewhere. It probably does. But Mix Minus has... come on, where's the number? Just the number of episodes. Here. I'll just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Well, we're technically at episode 15, but we'll just say 18. So if I add all those up, so Mix Minus, Dubious Intent, Survivors Ready, But First, Geeky Gay, and The Adam and Maddie Show, I have now done 954 episodes of all of my podcasts together. Now, Fatty is going to call back in and be like, I've done 3,000 and blah, blah, blah. But if you counted number of minutes, I think I would be at or above. I didn't even count the Pride 48 shows, like the network shows that we do. So I'm getting close to 1,000 episodes. I mean, that's thousands of hours, because when we record Mix Minus, we're on the live stream for 4 hours. So that's a lot. And I'm still learning what I'm doing. Thank you guys for being with me for 500 episodes. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow with episode 501. Bye!
Geeky Gay is a proud member of the Pride 48 podcasting network. For more great shows, like Gayish with me, Fucking Dan, check out pride48.com.